What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And Lady Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
The first thing I want to talk about before I get into what's up on my notes is this atmosphere on the mainland of horrible disjunctness, if one could say that. People not talking over ideas, but feeling it's perfectly fine to punch someone who does not believe the way you do.
Yes.
This is really dangerous. I know you saw this with me, but there was a video taken of a young conservative at UC Berkeley.
Yes.
And getting pounded on by this liberal who doesn't apparently understand how to sit down and talk an issue through.
What was really funny is the liberal was screaming, "You're promoting violence on this campus. You're promoting violence on this campus."
As he's hitting the kid again and again.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what to make of it. I hope that we can have some leadership at every level that will say, guys, we're all in this together. So please, you know, sit down, grab some herbal tea, and let's talk.
Well, you need to understand all of this is deliberate. It's designed to basically get the American people just so hypersensitive and easy to offend that we're constantly arguing and scrambling with each other with all this transgenderism, we're just sort of befuddled. We don't know what restroom we're supposed to be using. Mm-hmm. And all of it is to prevent us from thinking clearly so that we can think clearly about the path this nation is on.
Absolutely.
Which is clearly the war path.
Yeah, I know that very much concerns me. And with things that you've been reading and posting and things that I have been reading and posting, yes, it looks like that. You know, again, there are moments when I'm very grateful that we live on Oahu, because even with my friends
from church, there's a nuclear missile on its way.
Stop it. Even with my friends who have very different beliefs on a lot of things, particularly political, we could sit down, have a cookie, some milk, and talk about it. But, you know, being that I am a Christian pacifist activist, there are moments when I think back to the mainland may not be such a good idea, you know?
Well, I think that 3,000 miles of ocean does give us a little bit of emotional distance from what's going on the mainland.
Yeah.
And, you know, water can do that. I experienced that when I was a rag setter off the coast of California.
Right.
And even on that Mississippi riverboat.
It's a little strange. Mike, have you been reading much about the arrest of this alleged terrorist? And the guy turned out to be a white nationalist Coast Guard officer.
Yes.
And again, I'm befuddled. How can you hate people enough to want to go kill them all? And I mean, what happens to a mindset like that? Do we know if he was on any kind of antidepressant of any kind?
I would certainly like to know that. But again, that's information that is now being filtered from the public discourse.
Right.
Because the pharmaceutical corporations don't want you to know these medicines are dangerous.
Absolutely.
Even though if you read the package inserts on the antidepressants, there's a little warning in microscopic print, you know, to save shipping costs, we are told. That says, this stuff can cause you to flip on out and murder your entire town and then commit suicide.
And in this article from Blacklisted News, it made an observation that I wanted to kind of share with you. And that is that the Trump administration's silence fits pattern. And there was a study last year by Washington-based Institute for Social Policy and Understanding. And it demonstrated that the Justice Department was six times more likely to issue press releases in alleged plots than involved Muslims than non-Muslims.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hello. Oh, my goodness. The next place I want to talk about is the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. And they have just signed a sweet $5.5 billion with a B in military contracts as Well, it says here that the Yemen war is getting heightened scrutiny. It's not by the people who are making the money. Not at all.
You know, sure it is. They're looking at it and saying, how can we get more money for this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the majority of awards went to Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, which sealed one of the biggest deals with a $7 billion dirhams worth of contracts. And it's related to its Patriot missile defense system. Now, in the Gulf area, the states that have been buying U.S. weapons are UAE and Saudi Arabia. And also, the UAE has awarded deals to firms from Russia, Turkey, Pakistan, South Africa, and the five-day IDEX military exhibition. As someone who generally loves people, don't want to see people hurt in any way, I am very concerned about the degree to which the U.S. military has become complicit with the Saudis and Emiratis in this horrific battle for Yemen. And, you've seen the pictures that I put up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The pictures are horrific. I mean, all wars are horrific.
Yeah, but to see children that malnourished in this 21st century, it's criminal, Mike. It's criminal. And we are the bad guys right now.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we are. Yeah. And it's not like somebody can go on in and say, well, if we just give those children food, they'll be okay.
No.
No. When you are going through important developmental stages of childhood and you're malnourished, the effects will linger for your entire life.
Yeah, I know. And I have to wonder how many more lives this country is going to be involved in destroying before they maybe take a turn in the way that they're doing things.
Well, unfortunately, as long as money is driving the process and we have money junkies calling the shots in government and corporations, I'm afraid we are headed down a path to where we're going to have to, as a planet, as a world, learn a very, very hard lesson. And out of those ashes may arise something that appears to be civilized. But yeah, I'm afraid we're heading for a new dark ages. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And what is your next story?
The next story I've got is about Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He's on his roadshow to develop some sort of relationship with the rest of the world after the Khashoggi murder. And he has pledged to India over $100 billion U.S. in aid.
Okay.
Now, how does that seem to make a logical relationship for him? I would think that he would be much more inclined to go with Pakistan. What do you think?
India-Pakistan is about to go into play.
Yeah.
It looks like, they've sort of been at this very low-intensity war for a very long time over Kashmir, and India has been losing ground in Kashmir.
Yeah.
And I think Pakistan is just saying, enough with the fooling around, let's just get it over and done with. The risk, of course, being that both India and Pakistan are nuclear-armed nations.
Right, right. And there was an article that I looked at from the Times of India, which indicates how close this is getting to actual warfare, that the Pakistanis have ordered their medical field people right next to the border where the war they think is going to break out.
That's a bad sign.
That's a really bad sign. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The next thing I want to talk about is this China's social credit system. And the article asked self-referentially, is this a preview of the coming beast system? And in China now, everything you do online and offline, monitored, tracked, or recorded by someone. Now, can you imagine what life would be like if people from the government compiled all that information into a giant database and use it to punish those who have engaged in politically incorrect behavior?
Well, I thought they were already doing that. That's why we're getting deplatformed.
Yes. Well, they're doing it here that way. But in China, apparently, they are cracking down on a much wider group of online and offline activities, For example, if you fail to make a credit card payment, get into an argument in public, or say the wrong thing on social media, you could find yourself restricted to conducting a whole host of normal economic activities you will not be able to do again. And the primary marketing slogan for this credit system is once discredited, everywhere restricted. They're not going to be able to travel.
Yeah, well, forget what I said about wanting to visit China.
Okay, all right. And it's very, very interesting out there. Now, Mike, it looks like President Xi of China and President Trump of the U.S. Are going to be meeting next month, probably at Mar-a-Lago, to try to get the trade situation back on track.
Yes.
Now, what do you think both countries are going to have to do to get it to a point where both the U.S. and China believe that they have won with these negotiations?
Well, I would like to see a win-win situation come on out. But so far, during his presidency, Trump doesn't seem interested in win-win. Mm-hmm. He wants win for the U.S., win for himself, which is part of that whole make America great again situation.
Yeah.
But he's not understanding how this aggressive bullying us first approach is rapidly turning the rest of the world against us.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of evidence about that.
You know,
that.
If he doesn't resolve this trade situation with China soon, China is simply going to stop trying to trade with the United States, and they're going to find other trading partners. I noticed they're cozying up to Iran right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Silk and Trade Road, isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about the way China is going about this, which seems to me pretty positive, is inviting and encouraging people to work together, to come to the dance, to find a way of resolving differences that don't involve a bomb or a gun. I think that's pretty creditable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the attitude we have from our government is negotiations can go either way, but bombs make everything final.
I think you're right. I think we had sort of this conversation last Friday when we were talking about people in the U.S. government thinking that it was cheaper to kill the opposition than try to learn to compete.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're coming from that one area of strength that the U.S. has. Mm-hmm. We still make pretty decent weapons, ignoring the F-35, the Zumwalt, the Gerald R. Ford, the
F-22,
the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships. But we do make great bombs.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I thought this was interesting regarding YouTube. Apparently, major companies are pulling YouTube ads following report of a soft core pedophile ring you could get into using the system. And they have pulled these adverts on YouTube. And this is following a report that the comment sections on the site have been used to facilitate a soft core pedophile ring. You know, and Bloomberg noticed on Wednesday that Walt Disney Company has joined Nestle and video game maker Epic Games in pulling advertisers from YouTube. And a YouTuber by the name of Matt Watson uploaded a video explaining how YouTube comment sections are used to identify and share exploitative videos of young girls. This is so sick, Mike.
Yeah, it is.
You know, absolutely, completely ill. I don't understand it. Except as a way of, let's say, exerting power over someone who can't really fight back very well. And we've been talking about Venezuela. I know you have.
Yes.
And what happened here, there were so far 2 dead, 14 injured, and Venezuelan soldiers opened fire on civilians near the Brazil border. Now, in Zero Hedge, what these indigenous people were trying to do was to keep the path from the border between Brazil and Venezuela open for potential food contributions.
And, well, again, we have to be very, very careful because we know that when the United States is targeting a country, we can expect all kinds of lies, fraud, and deception. Mm-hmm. And again, let's go on back and look for the piece that should be there and isn't. The reason there is supposedly a humanitarian disaster taking place in Venezuela, which, according to Max Blumenthal's video, doesn't seem to really exist. Okay. He found all the supermarkets there are full. Yeah, they're stuffed.
Yeah.
They've got fewer empty shelves than our local Safeway.
Wow, okay.
And so we know that the U.S. is going to put out all kinds of demonization of Maduro, always starving his own people.
Yeah.
So what would be the sense in the United States throwing all these sanctions on Venezuela that put the Venezuelans into starvation, then turn around and try and send in food aid? And I think Maduro's concern is that what is in those trucks is not food for the Venezuelan people, but supplies for paramilitary groups to be used to attack him, in which case he's perfectly justified in sending tanks to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those indigenous people there at the border, maybe they fell for the idea that it was humanitarian aid. I question whether the Venezuelan soldiers would have opened fire on them. After all, they are in tanks. They don't need to shoot at them.
Yeah.
But there could have been a U.S. sniper there picking off civilians.
That's possible, too. That's possible, too.
And as I told this caller early in the show, remember when they were doing the coup d'etat in Kiev, where they had snipers on the roof that were just shooting in both directions.
Yeah.
Didn't care, you know, who they were killing as long as the bodies piled up and were blamed on Yanukovych.
And also in a companion story, and this comes from Sputnik, and Sputnik is usually one of the online blogs I like to read because the truth is a little straighter, I've got to tell you, I'm sorry, than most American, what stands for journalism today. And what they are saying is that the U.S. is now transferring special troops weapons close to Venezuela. And the Russian foreign minister said that if these efforts are implemented, it would dramatically increase the level of tension and confrontation in the world, particularly in Venezuela. And it's coming to a very critical point. A dangerous large-scale provocation is about to take place. This would be a false flag issued by Washington-led crossing of the Venezuelan border with a so-called humanitarian convoy, which may lead to clashes between supporters and opponents of Maduro, forming a convenient pretext for military action to neutralize the current president, President Maduro.
And that's going to happen tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
It said February 23rd.
Oh, that's
Today's
right.
Today's the 22nd.
Yes, okay.
See my iWatch?
Yes, dear, okay. It's lovely. Thank you. I did not see that quite quickly enough.
Okay.
And very interesting about Elon Musk, he is leveraging the loans that he has on his home out to $50 million, mortgaging five homes that he has. And, you know, I have with this gentleman a hug and a very gentle tap on the shoulder relationship. I believe he's one of the most brilliantly gifted guys around, but sometimes he will let himself go out on a tangent that can't really be sustained by science. And I wish he had a better minder when it came to business, because the brilliance I get, but you know, just this horrible business sense all wrapped up in this genius.
Well, you know, he is a genius, and SpaceX is certainly going great. They had a successful launch this morning with multiple satellites.
Yeah.
One of them is Israel's first moon lander.
I noticed that. Yes.
Yeah. So good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess what he's trying to do is he's trying to raise money to deal with Tesla. And I think if there's one fault of Elon Musk is that he couldn't stay focused on one thing.
Yeah.
And he just jumps around a lot. I wish he would think about selling off Tesla and put his focus on SpaceX, because he's capable of not only making a successful company, he's making history over there.
Yeah, that would be the winner.
Yeah.
That would be the winner. Now, apparently...
Okay, we got to take a break from commercials.
All right.
And we will be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And kind of interesting, we're looking at the Fox News feed, and they're talking about the church crisis with child sexual abuse. And they're saying all the right words. Well, we're going to be more transparent, blah, 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 blah. But you know something? Every time this comes out, and not just the Catholics, but any church where they're hit with a scandal like this, there are always promises. They'll do something to fix it. The problem still continues. So I don't have a lot of
hope.
Faith.
Yeah.
That the Pope is going to do anything about it. Oh, yeah. There it is right there. The SpaceX rocket.
Okay, good.
And what's really cool about this Israeli moon lander, I feel like I want to throw a couple of words in here. Mm-hmm. It's privately funded.
That's cool.
Just a bunch of philanthropists got together and they put together this project and it's up there and it's on its way to the moon. And I think it's going to touch down sometime in April.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, good for them. And of course, then we'll be getting all these phone calls from people saying, oh, the Israeli moon landing never really happened. It's a fake.
Please.
It was shot in a studio in Tel Aviv.
You had one of those earlier.
Yeah,
today,
I had
one
of those earlier.
Yeah.
You know, trying to take us off topic.
Right. Well, just when you think the Dementocrats, I've my new name for the Democrats, the Dementocrats, cannot get a little bit more squirrely, they induced a resolution to overturn Trump's national border emergency.
And what's really alarming is apparently a lot of GOP senators are saying they're going to vote for it.
This is complete insanity. Folks, we have a typhus epidemic in L.A.
Yes.
And that we've had diseases come through our states, which we thought we had eradicated.
Yes.
And it's courtesy of the illegals. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. But yeah, you know, and we have to do something. And Mike, can the Democrats actually legally do this?
I'm not sure that they can. I mean, it's within the authority of the president to declare a national emergency. But their position is, oh, come on, illegal immigration isn't a national emergency. It's way overblown. And we're going to stop the president from this incredible, wasteful spending of money that should be going to Israel anyway in the first case.
And the funny thing about that is none of these people who were voting to oppose and stop the wall live anywhere close to the urban danger zones.
No, they don't. In fact, a lot of them live on very comfortable houses, which have their own walls.
Yes, Maxine Waters, I believe.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, walls are good for us, but bad for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, meanwhile, of course, U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used to build walls all over the Middle East, including Israel, Jordan, Syria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't have a wall on the southern border because those Democrats are desperate for illegal immigrants to be able to vote in the 2020 elections.
Yeah.
And Trump had, once again, he was on TV earlier today talking about how he's opposed to election fraud here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the biggest frauds taking place is the illegal immigrant vote. And to recap, Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch said their estimate is at least 900,000, just under a million illegal immigrants voted in the midterm elections. That may have cost Trump the House of Representatives.
I agree.
And it's time for the guy to walk his talk. It's time for the guy to put on his presidential brass knuckles and say, I'm going to fix this thing.
Yeah, I agree. He's got to come out strong. He's got to come out resolute and say, folks, this is a problem. You know, I mean, even here on Oahu, people get dumped.
He's saying it's a problem. And we, the American people, know it's a problem.
Right.
But there are vested political interests that want those borders kept open.
Yep.
Part of it is for the election fraud aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it, of course, is this push to globalize us all, to blend all the world's population together in the theory that we're all going to just sit around, hug each other and sing Kumbaya, which certainly was not what happened over in Europe.
No,
and it's not happening here either.
No, it's not. And, you know, even here, I don't know about Oahu per se, but in Los Angeles, there are some no-go zones, and you had better know what they are before you get out in your car or walking in a specific area, because you can get hurt, robbed, or worse.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you know, after the sun goes down on the far side of Kamehameha, that's someplace I wouldn't take you.
No, I understand that. I do understand that. Are we about to take another break? Or?
We have about 30 seconds here.
And, go ahead.
Well, basically, this immigration situation, it's ridiculous. No nation in the history of the world has ever just opened up its borders to other nations and said, come on in. It's never happened before.
Yeah.
And yet you've got people like Maxine Waters who are out there saying that if you're in favor of the wall, you can't be a patriot. You don't love America if you think there should be a border wall. Actually, the reason I want a border wall is because I do love America, the nation and its people, not so much the government. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And what is your next story?
Why the S-300s in Syria are not being used against Israeli aircraft. Now, Mike, there have been a lot of questions as to why this has happened. But they haven't fired in anger at Israeli aircraft encroaching on airspace and launching ordnance against a variety of targets. On the one hand, the S-300 in Syria operate under a handicap, if you will, of operational and political restrictions. But that being said, it would be a mistake to believe that just because missiles are not being launched, that the weapons in question are effective. And one of the things that...
Ineffective.
One of the things that Israel does is to use human shields to cover their operation. And what they'll do is they will use civilian air traffic and U.S.-led coalition operations to shield their aircraft against Syrian air defenses. And it's interesting because Russian cruise missile strikes, for example, are invariably preceded by international notifications and closures of relevant airspace in order to prevent a catastrophe.
Yes.
And Israel just won't do that. It's just going to haul off and hit whoever it thinks needs hitting, you know. But I have to wonder if the Israelis are thinking about a false flag to get Russia to go in and be fighting with Russia and with the U.S. fighting with Israel against Syria and Russia. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, but Israel's goal is not to directly engage in war themselves. I mean, they're really good at standoff, throwing missiles in.
Yep.
I think Israel actually has a grand strategic plan of letting the United States and Russia destroy each other. And that would leave Israel with its undeclared nuclear arsenal basically in charge of all the oil of the Middle East, and through that oil, in charge of the rest of the world.
You know, I think I see in Putin a lot of reserve in terms of what he does. But I think when he opens his mouth and says something, that he means it. Remember when he said the other day, if you want another Cuban missile crisis, I will be delighted to get that for you.
Yeah. In the last few days, his reserve has kind of slipped.
Yeah.
And he's starting to talk tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am hoping that there is going to be a real resolution of Syria very quickly, now that the Syrian army has gotten most of the jihadists out with Russian and Iranian help.
Yes.
And, I mean, is anyone talking to each other about maybe sitting around a table and coming up with a reasonable way of getting Syria back on its feet? Because its infrastructure has been bombed to the ground, Mike.
Well, this is part of the tension between the United States and Russia, because part of the way the United States makes money on these wars is they'll take your tax money. They'll give it to the defense contractors. They'll go blow up a country. Then they'll offer to go in with what's called reconstruction, which means U.S. banks will then lend money to this country that's been shattered, usually at high interest rates.
Yep.
That country then is encouraged to hire American contractors and businesses to come on in and do the reconstruction.
Yeah.
And that's where the U.S., you know, makes some money on the back end of the whole deal.
Right.
It's often a very raw deal for the country in question. In fact, I remember a story in the aftermath of the Iraq War, where as part of reconstruction, the U.S. Was building a police station and it wasn't even completed before the part that had been built first started to literally fall down.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of that with projects in the Middle East, because people are charging exorbitant fees for their people to be there. And they're doing what's called in construction an ad alternate. In other words, if the architect spec'd out something that was very strong, they go down a couple of pegs.
Yes.
They value engineer these projects, and it's no wonder that they do fall apart.
And it's like in these countries, if there is a building code, it's not like they can enforce it against the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And here was another thing of, you can't make this stuff up, Mike. Apparently, Vice President Mike Pence will go to Colombia to demand that Maduro step down. I read that headline and I thought, they've got to be kidding. This has to be The Onion. It wasn't The Onion, folks. Apparently, he's going to Colombia on Monday to speak with the Colombian president and regional leaders about the ongoing turmoil for which the United States is very responsible, and rally the international community behind opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Guaido.
The White House said
he's not rallying these other countries. He's basically going on in to offer them the necessary bribes to get them to come over.
Yeah, blackmail.
Yeah.
These 14 countries are part of the Lima Group in Bogota about addressing the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela and U.S. ongoing efforts to deliver aid to the country. And he's meeting with the Colombian president, Iván Duque, and other officials from the Western Hemisphere to define concrete steps that support the Venezuelan people in a transition to democracy. Please, Mike.
Well, in this case, democracy means you vote for the people we want you to vote for.
I mean, I have heard you say on many occasions that the Venezuelan electoral system is pretty bulletproof, than ours.
Yeah, I mean, Maduro won his last election last year.
Uh-huh.
There were international observers. They said it was very transparent. Yeah. It was verifiable. And as far as they could tell, it was pretty much an honest election system. But that's not what the United States means by democracy. What the United States means by democracy is the people we like get into office.
Yeah.
either through war or through massive election fraud.
Mm-hmm, right. And I'm kind of wondering about that Russian date of the 23rd, if Mike Pence is only going to be in Colombia on the following Monday. I think it's the 25th.
Yes.
I think the timing might be a little bit jagged there. If Pence is going to talk to these people on Monday and Tuesday, what do you think?
Well, we'll see. I mean, there may be, you know, multiple groups running multiple operations mm-hmm. with the idea that the first one that succeeds, we're going to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm very concerned for the Venezuelan people. And I just hope that whatever happens, happens with an absolute minimum of violence and bloodshed, because this is the kind of thing that can go absolutely south if it is not handled intelligently and well.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, from their point of view, they're handling it the best that they mm-hmm. can. You know, I keep on going back to that movie, The Post.
Yes.
And I love that scene where Katharine Graham is confronting McNamara
mm-hmm.
and saying, you know, you lied and your process was flawed. And he's saying, well, you know, we're doing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I highly recommend that movie. If you've not seen it, it's on cable right now. It's called The Post, directed mm-hmm. by Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a retelling of the Pentagon Papers story from the point of view of the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Although, to be historically accurate, the New York Times was really at the center of the firestorm.
Ah, okay. All righty. Have you talked about Syria in the early segments of your show?
Just a little bit.
I'd like to talk a little bit more because, you know, I am not ready for the IAEA home for the thoroughly bewildered, but these contingency plans for Syria make no sense. Now, earlier it was planning to downsize in the north of Syria to 200 peacekeepers, but would not detail plans about the Al-Tanf base, which is located in a very geographically central part of Syria, where it borders Jordan and Iraq. Now, all of a sudden, it's leaping to 400 American troops to be part of a total force of 800 to 1,500 Western soldiers in Syria, with the rest provided by the U.S.'s European allies. What in the name of heck are they smoking out there, Mike? It seems like the plan is no plan whatsoever.
No, the plan is to stage another fake chemical weapons attack on mm-hmm. women and children
yep.
and make one more try to go after Assad.
Okay, alrighty. That just doesn't make sense. And I have a feeling that if the U.S. really goes in and tries to do that, that's going to be the start of a war with Russia, which I'd really like to see avoid.
Which I think is coming on. But, I mean, with the pullout from the INF,
mm-hmm.
What the U.S. is planning on doing mm-hmm. is putting nuclear missiles in Europe to wave at Russia to say, you don't get in our way as we pick off all these other countries on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Russians have recently upgraded their facilities in Kaliningrad, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes, they
well,
did.
Well, I imagine they're upgrading pretty much everything here. And yeah. one of the ways Putin is talking tough is saying that basically you aim weapons at us, we're going to aim weapons at you. And we're back to that yeah. Cold War insanity.
Yeah, I remember that. I lived through that.
Yeah, so did I here. Yeah. And there were some near misses, especially yep. During the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
And when you add to that the dimension of the computerization of these weapons
mm-hmm.
and how software is often deployed without really being rigidly tested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a software glitch that led the USS Vincennes to accidentally shoot down that Iranian passenger jet.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the accidental shoot down of TWA 800.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have software of that quality,
mm-hmm. yeah,
basically in control of these missiles,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could have a nuclear war on our hands before any humans could possibly move to intervene.
That could be really a really nasty situation.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, the adults in the room, and I do believe Mr. Putin is an adult in the room.
I think he's the only one.
Yeah, you know, well, Sergei Lavrov, his...
Yes.
He's always listening to find a way to create consensus. Now, part of my problem with Donald Trump's presidency is this, he sort of is consensus schmensis. You do it my way or it's the highway. And you can't negotiate internationally about that at that kind of level. It just turns the other people off.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I mean, you know, the other countries are seeing the United States as merely handing out arbitrary instructions. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a caller on the line here, okay. So we're going to take a phone call. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Joe, are you there?
Hello there, Mike.
Oh, yeah, there we are. What's on your mind
today? I was trying to make a bad joke. I said, is this the guy who's married to Claire?
Yes. Yes, I'm Mr. Claire here. That's what the choir
like
called.
Oh, stop
that. That Kennedy-esque joke that he made when he was in Paris. The man who accompanied Jackie. Claire, how's the back feeling?
It's better. I still have to be a little careful. But I would say that the trajectory is very good.
Yes.
Yeah, so
there
it's
good.
Thank
you. There has been a noticeable improvement this last month.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what
I can
else
empathize.
Did you want to talk
about?
I
can empathize with you because I had a degenerative disc diagnosed many years ago.
That's awful. Yeah.
So it's been pretty good. I just have to, you know, be careful with the heavy weights when I'm in the gym.
Yes.
You know, Mike and Claire, I wanted to ask, I'm wondering why we haven't seen any Latin American leaders step forward a la Oscar Arias from Costa Rica, during who basically came up with that agreement to end the war in Nicaragua, the Arias peace plan. I guess it's very frustrating. It seems like maybe there's no Latin American leader who feels independent enough to step forward in the midst of all this pressure from the empire to propose some sort of peace plan, or maybe that leader is reluctant to do so because he feels that Guaido wouldn't agree to it anyway.
Well, probably both are true, but the reality is that most of the countries in South America are under the control of the United States government. Mm-hmm. And this goes back decades, fact, all the way back to 1973, when they overthrew the government of Chile and put in Pinochet, the dictator.
Right.
So, yeah, the U.S. has been playing in South America. The U.S. government's attitude is South America is our backyard. And so they go down there and they mess around with all these countries, and most of them are under U.S. control. Venezuela has been a lone holdout. And that's probably another reason why they just decided it's time to get them in line and make sure that all of South America is now a U.S. province.
Mike, did you see an update on the events? I saw it on RT. What happened at the border with Brazil? Was that accurate? Two people dead, a dozen wounded?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. I mean, the expectation is the American people are tired of war. And so
absolutely.
In order to sell us another war, the government's going to have to just come up with whatever lies they can, where the American people say, well, we don't want another war, but we really have no choice than to do whatever. And so we're going to hear all kinds of rumors of atrocities. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear all kinds. Again, think sarin, Assad and his sarin gas attacks.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see something like
incubators,
that.
Incubators, right.
Incubators, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think what it is they're going to make a big stink over the U.S. aid getting across the border. I mean, there's plenty of aid coming into Venezuela from Russia and China and other countries.
And Brazil. Which neighbors it? Yeah.
Well, so the Brazilian aid is U.S. aid.
Ah, okay.
They're trying to bring
it in
Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Maduro does not want the U.S. aid coming in because he thinks it's basically intended for paramilitaries. Mm-hmm. So I think what's going to go on is they are going to try and literally crash the border and provoke a fight, and that will be the justification saying, well, we have to go on in and remove Maduro.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you both. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you too.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay. All right, the phone lines are open again. We're coming up on our last commercial break. Mm-hmm. This next story.
Yeah, this is very scary to me. Feds are apparently investigating the cancer risks of baby powder.
Yes.
Now, we've all seen it. We know how it's used. And the Justice Department is subpoenaing Johnson & Johnson after leaked documents suggested that the talc was tainted with asbestos. Oh, heavens. And executives knew. And it's a 13,000-person class action suit. You know, that could put Johnson & Johnson out of business.
Yes, it really could. Yeah. Now, to be very honest here, mm-hmm. here's the situation. Okay, talc, of course, is a mineral.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it is mined, it is blended with asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do is test the talc. And if it tests positive for asbestos, you mm-hmm. basically don't use it.
Yeah.
But apparently, Johnson & Johnson said, yeah, let's go ahead and use it. Even though the powder tested positive for asbestos, they put it on out there. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program mm-hmm. after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show on this Pauhana Friday here in Claire. What story do you have for us?
Parents in France are demanding answers after a mysterious birth defect leaves more than 20 French babies without arms. I mean, this is healthy kid, wonderful kid, not so wonderful. A lot of pain, a lot of surgery. And I have to wonder what the common thread is. And I think,
I would definitely get a a look at the common medications they shared, because remember the thalidomide scandal.
Oh, I sure do. Yeah. And I'm also wondering if their version of Roundup could be doing this when women are exposed to it when they're pregnant.
Well, it's all the same version of Roundup around the globe. Monsanto has the globe. Mm-hmm. No, this is something else, and I suspect that probably the mothers were all given some kind of medication while they were carrying
the babies.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's localized in these three regions.
Yeah,
that's a tragedy.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a real, real tragedy.
I hope that the scientists and advisors are able to come up with the commonality and figure out how these kids wound up having this problem, you know.
I certainly hope so, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, all right. Do we have anything else here, or I should go back to my list?
I think you need to go back to your list,
okay.
Aaron. Thank you.
All right. Donald Trump is now out there demanding that this country adopt 6G cell technology. We've all been hearing the brouhaha over 5G. And by the way, over in China, they skipped over 5G. They're going right to the 6G.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine already that the 3G and 4G providers and those who are starting to invest in 5G are now going to be screaming that 6G is horrific. It's mind control. It's going to make your hair fall out. It'll give you cancer.
Yep.
You know, to scare us away from using the new one.
Yeah.
Lot of flaws, meaning security weaknesses discovered. Critical flaw uncovered in WordPress that remained unpatched for 6 years.
Whoa.
Critical flaw in WinRAR.
Mm-hmm.
All versions released in the last 19 years have been affected. Apparently, it can do a remote code execution.
Ooh.
Right from inside an archived file.
Ouch.
That's pretty bizarre here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yet another critical flaw in Drupal discovered. And
these software packages do not seem to be bulletproof at all.
Well, here's part of the problem. You literally have all these criminals around the world, intelligence agencies that are devoting huge amounts of resources to basically trying to find ways to break into these systems versus the original authors and companies that produce them have nowhere near that kind of budget.
Mm-hmm.
They're outmatched, outmanned, outprogrammed, outspent.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if the stuff was a little more bulletproof. I mean, I remember when the home computer revolution began, what an innocent time that was. You didn't have to worry about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you went to the computer store, you bought a floppy disk with a game or an application on it, you brought it home, you used it, turned off the computer, and that was it. It was one good thing about the computers. Flip the power switch off and then on, all the viruses are gone.
Yeah.
All right. That's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got an interesting show to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with other people. Bring back the art of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is just getting more and more heavily filtered. They don't want you talking about conservatism or vaccines or GMO. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.